Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Greg Baer, the co-author of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids. This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. On today's episode, I'm talking with Ann Chavez, president of Leap Innovations, a Chicago-based nonprofit focused on transforming our system of learning to provide holistic, tailored experiences for every student. As president, Ann helps to lead Leap Innovations' work to forge dynamic, student-centered learning environments that cater to the unique needs of each individual student. Ann, welcome to Remaking Tomorrow.
Hey, Greg. I am excited to chat today.
Oh, we're excited that you're here, Anne. And to start, I'd like for you to help us understand how Leap Innovations defines some terms that are integral to your organization's mission and vision and that we hear talked a lot about in the field of education. Leap Innovations aspires to forge holistic and tailored learning experiences for every student. So what do those words, holistic and tailored, mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. And in education, we have so many ways to describe things, and we really think language matters. And holistic education really is the comprehensive approach around the whole child. And it's making sure we're addressing through teaching and learning, emotional, social, ethical, academic, really all the needs of students. And then tailored's a little bit different. For the tailored approach, it really aligns with personalized learning. And that's where we customize content, methods. We really look and design and drive through students' needs and interests. And the power of those two together is what we would consider modern learning. And today, both of those things are really, really important. And I would say the holistic side of things is even more important today. You know, we're really finding with the fast-paced, technology-driven world today, that those things have really risen to the top and reminded us how important holistic and personalized are.
It's a little bonkers to me, Anne, in this world, that somehow words like holistic have taken on a meaning that isn't otherwise there, right? So it just is so commonsensical the way you described holistic, and we think about whole child education, because kids bring their full complicated selves to every situation, whether it's your classroom, your neighborhood, you know, your own home. They're always growing physically and emotionally and socially and cognitively, and we need to embrace that. And there's no such thing as an average kid, so each of them deserves that tailored experience to match who it is that they are and who that they're becoming, right? So have you faced any pushback as you talk about holistic and tailored?
You know, I think every community views it a little different, and so we take it to student-centered. I would say that in some cases, if personalized feels challenging, that we find ways to reframe and help systems, organizations, whether it's schools, district-wide, really frame through what's their vision for modern learning and meeting the needs of students, as well as preparing them for the world that they're graduating into. And so as we talk about that, framing a common language of how their community will define it and co-constructing it together kind of becomes everything in success there. And I agree, I don't think we've ever let go of the whole child, but we can get caught up in different aspects and all the demands today. And that when we actually make that intentional and part of our instructional models, that's just really important.
And that context and those circumstances that you described are of course important. It's going to look and feel different for that student, that family, that school, whether you're in Phoenix or Erie, Pennsylvania or Sarasota, Florida, right? And you mentioned that word intentional and deliberate. If a Martian were to come down to those three communities that I just mentioned, that Martian might see something different and yet something similarly grounded. And for you, as you think about holistic and tailored and personalized, it's grounded in the learning sciences. What are the learning sciences telling us about personalized learning and the experiences that kids want, need, and deserve?
Well, I think one of the things we've learned, again, incredibly so post-pandemic and in today's world of culture and identity, the political landscape, just all of the needs and challenges that we face as we support students through their educational career is that feeling connected and belonging are two of the most important things that tell us the trajectory of students' success. It's also if a student feels like their teacher believes they can learn and succeed, and if they feel that their teacher likes them. And those are things when we look at brain development, when we look at all of the strategies that we layer into the teaching process, if those aren't wrapped around all of it, we know that we can't meet a student's true full potential.
Now, Anne, as we think about meeting students' true potentials, there are also some other words and ideas that you and your colleagues at Leap Innovations pursue, the ideas of learner agency and learner voice. So here are some additional word phrases that we use in the field of education. Can you tell us what those two terms mean? And maybe more importantly, how you've seen schools incorporate learner agency and learner voice in ways that are constructive and good?
Yeah, for sure. It really all comes to agency. And to have agency, students really need voice in the process. They need to be part of understanding and co-constructing their learning, understanding the why. And in building out personalized learning models or modern learning models, how that comes to life in the classrooms. And I really like to say we're building student experiences. And in those experiences versus individual lessons and units, we want students to have voice and choice. But to get to true learner agency, they have to understand the why, what they're learning, what their choices are, and how they can show mastery in multiple different ways and really have co-construction in what that path's going to look like. Now, I say all that, that's not an easy model to shift to from traditional models quickly. And so I think that happens over time with support and passion and really a vision and focus that true student agency is the journey. And I'll pair with that teacher agency. Teacher agency in that process becomes so important. And when you have both, we've seen some pretty magical things in our districts that have been at this work for about the last decade.
I appreciate so much that you say kids and the adults need that. Can you give us a picture of a place somewhere in this country where the real rocket science work that you've described has taken hold after a decade or so of the adults and the families and the students working together to really achieve a different type of culture and approach to what constitutes great learning in those school buildings?
Yeah, wow. One, there's so many amazing things happening across our country in classrooms and districts and communities, and celebrating them is super important. Where we've had some success is in a district in Colorado, Falcon Zone, Colorado in D49. It is a 6-school zone system that has fully engaged personalized learning at scale in all buildings and at all levels, K to 12. And when you walk into those buildings, one, there is a culture of joy in the learning process, as well as our recent showcases in Pennsylvania, as well as in Chicago, where we have both school-driven models as well as district-wide scaled models. And it's a culmination of work over time to have mindset, understanding, shift in practice. When you walk into a personalized classroom, you're often going to see possibly the teacher setting up whole group, what's going to be happening next in their learning cycle. But then you see students who move about the room independently, students who are working through their learning plan. If I ask them what they're working on, what they're doing, they can show me their plan. They can tell me why they're doing it, what it's aligned to, and they might tell me very specifically. And then they've got choices in how that comes to life. For teachers, that changes everything in how they get to engage with students, facilitate the learning, and also grow in their practice. Students are more fulfilled, they're connected, and it all drives back to that agency.
And I can't help but wonder, in a school like you just described, is this a school that's embracing the edges of technological possibility to facilitate what it is that you described? I'm thinking, for example, of artificial intelligence, right? A day doesn't go by where we don't hear AI 20, 27 times all around us, right? And at times it can feel numbing, it can feel off-putting, it can certainly feel scary. And yet, I suspect that you're optimistic about the ways that we might think about deploying AI in ways that are constructive and helpful to support those learning experiences for the teachers and students alike, as well as their families.
Yeah, you're right on with that, Greg. Right on also that technology has really shifted the pace and way in which we can support personalized learning, where in the past, differentiation and managing multiple groups in a classroom just didn't have the power that it does today. And so that's one piece. And now the layer of AI that has really been around a while, but has now really opened up. And there's this urgency to build AI competencies, and it's really stretching us all. But it's really exciting. I'd say it's really not keeping up with AI, but it's leveraging it to build better, more equitable futures for our students. We've been gathering folks and groups throughout the summer and fall, knowing this is a space and place that educators need support. And we've really given opportunity to explore together, share about policies and practice learnings that people are having across their systems, and really demystifying some of the fears around AI in education. I kind of look at it like any technology that has come about. And although this one is truly is a societal shift, the pace of technology doesn't allow us to get ahead. But I've watched teachers and leaders really just seizing this moment to innovate teaching practice and taking what really felt like this perceived threat, but really becoming focused on critical thinking, problem solving, adaptability, things that AI actually drives us towards and not away from. I don't think people always drive to this space with AI, but it actually brings forward those human durable skills that we absolutely need and have to keep at the forefront, that they can't be automated. Empathy, relationship building, creativity, leadership, collaboration, all of that is the essence of our human existence. AI is a tool that's going to enhance how we do what we do in our lives.
This is Greg Baer. I'm talking with Ann Chavez, president of Leap Innovations. And before joining Leap, you helped to found the organization Modern Teacher, which today is a close partner of Leap Innovations. And Modern Teacher provides school district level support to help districts strategically advance student-centered, personalized learning in their schools. Will you tell us more about the work of Modern Teacher?
Yeah, absolutely. I co-founded Modern Teacher just over a decade ago, and it was really focused on supporting districts in systemic change at scale, aligned to their visions of modern learning. And we knew that the multiple pushes and pulls on the system that would take us off course of our vision and keeping teaching and learning and what's happening in the classroom and students and teachers at the forefront, that a framework and a methodology and a community to connect that together was really important. And we learned a lot as we worked with different systems, and we started to understand and study the leverage points and the choices that were being made at all levels of the system across districts that were really getting movement and scale. And out of that, Modern Teacher was born. We started to codify those things into and then do research behind what we created as the convergence framework, which are really multiple drivers of the system working together for that big outcome for students.
So, Anne, that decade of work at Modern Teacher is now fully integrated under the umbrella of Leap Innovations. So this merged entity, where is Leap Innovations going as we look to the future?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. We've brought together the expertise of Modern Teacher in district transformation, the Leap Innovations leadership in learner-centered practices and AI-driven learning solutions. And all of that programming is rooted in our LEARN pathway, which is about research, and our frameworks. We've really brought together our frameworks to support personalized learning. And we've just found we're really stronger together. And wherever you are in the work, we have a pathway for you, whether it's smaller design teams and an opportunity of practice, or whole school or full district transformation. And what's really cool is it's about evolving what we do and meeting the needs of education together now as we co-design forward new offerings and ways to really support the education landscape.
And I've heard you say that at the core of this work are the ideas that learners should understand their needs, strengths, and interests, that learners take ownership of their learning, that learners can progress at their own pace based on their demonstrated mastery. And while I'm someone who's typically very asset-focused, I'm wondering, what are the roadblocks? What are the things that we need to remove in front of ourselves, in front of our classrooms, in front of our school districts, that would help us get to that place faster?
One, I think it's always framing. So looking at our roadblocks and challenges as opportunities, and how do we shift opportunities into action? I think a lot of it is the mindset and leadership to support the work. And then I believe that when there's a true core that all students can learn, and that belief that if you start there, that you can absolutely build it. I think the typical challenges we see are resources, budget, time. Good leadership knows how to keep the student focus at the forefront, and working through frameworks and methodologies, understanding the design process, understanding systems thinking, really helps leaders to support and make meaning of the many, many things that we have going on in our organizations that allows you to keep driving that work.
All right, Anne, we have reached the point in the pod that we like to think of as the lightning round. Questions. We want the first answers that come to mind. Don't think too hard about these. These are meant to be fun. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. We've talked about artificial intelligence. I will acknowledge I'm still myself messing around with AI, trying to understand how I use AI in my own life. How are you using it, either personally or professionally?
Yeah. So we've partnered with this great organization called PlayLab, and it allows you to build apps and bots to solve needs within your system. So we've started building apps that help us drive and support districts in building theories of action.
Now, you have in your career been a principal, a special education director, and a Title I director. If you could go back and tell your former professional self something that would have made you better at those different jobs, what would you tell yourself?
I think the shift is when you become less compliance driven and you really focus on purpose and needs of people. And in my early years of leadership, there was a definite shift when you released yourself from that and said, just do what's good for people and for kids. I would have done it earlier.
Let's look back to when you were a kid, when you were a student. Did you have a teacher who supported your learning agency and your learning voice?
I had many. But one of my first teachers that did that for me was in fourth grade, Mr. Chinsky, my first male teacher. He cared about what you thought. He asked you good questions, and he let students lead in the classroom. And that was a first for me. And then I had an amazing eighth grade teacher, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade literature, Ms. Smith. And my love of all things learning also drives from that space. But I could tell you good things about probably all of my teachers.
And before we go, just one more question. What's one thing that parents and educators can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
Engage fully with each other every day. We have such a busy world. Take time, stop, talk, and listen. And I think that quality time and focus is everything.
Thanks again to Anne Chavez, president of Leap Innovations. Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning. Learn more at remakelearning.org.